This week on the Breakup Breakdown.
After we were like official, she asked me to marry her and I was paying for everything. I kind of just like confronted her because she had a job. I was like, what are you doing with all this money? Like, I don't understand. If you don't tell me what is going on right now, we're going to separate. I really wanted to run.
Hey, what's up? It's Abby from the Breakup Breakdown. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode. I don't know what it is about a good breakup story that just scratches my brain in the right way. You know what I mean? Like, if I see that someone's been dating someone for 3 years and they just break up, I want a press release. I want an Instagram statement. Tell me what happened. I feel like if you've shoved your Instagram post down my throat for the last 5 years, I deserve an answer when you guys break up. And that's one of the reasons why I started this podcast, because if you go down to the episode description, you'll see a submission form where you can submit little story tips like, hey, I knew this person from high school and I think they went through a breakup and I don't want to ask them because that's weird. Or if you've seen something on TikTok, you can submit it and be like, girl, what is going on here? Or if you have your own breakup story, you can submit that as well. Once again, that submission form is in the episode description. And as always, if you would like to jump to a certain part of the interview, you can find timestamps in the episode description. Hey, Heartbreakers, welcome back to another episode of the Breakup Breakdown. Always appreciate you tuning in. So this week we've got a submission where someone was like, hey, there was this girl that had dated this guy in high school, and then she ended up marrying a woman, and then all of a sudden she got back and married the first guy, and they wanted to know the tea. But before we get into that, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence shelter throughout the country just to raise more awareness. And this week we're shouting out a domestic violence shelter in Chicago called Family Rescue. They're dedicated to eliminating domestic violence by providing support services and shelter to victims of DV in the area. For more details, you can find them in the episode description. Also, if you haven't heard yet, we're doing a live podcast in Alpharetta, Georgia, which is just outside of Atlanta. It's at the Painted Horse Winery on May 11th, and I am so excited. I'm really hoping the weather's going to be good because it is a beautiful outdoor venue. There's like a pool. I don't know if you can get in the pool, but it's there for the aesthetic. It's on a farm, so there's like horses and chickens and bunnies and this really beautiful lawn right in front of the stage. So you can bring like a picnic blanket and pop a squat with a bottle of wine you can get at the venue. And I just think it's going to be like a really lovely day where you're going to hear the tea. And the person that is coming on to do the live podcast with me is sharing their story where they said they got catfished for 8 years. I know, it's going to be crazy. So if you want to buy tickets, they're $20. Again, you can find that in the episode description. Okay, so into the submission. So this week, I got a submission about somebody who was dating somebody all through high school. You know, it was like one of those high school sweetheart situations where they were together for a couple of years. And I don't really think anybody thinks that the person that they date in high school, or when you're kind of on the outside looking in at people dating the people in relationships in high school, I think everyone kind of assumes like, okay, at some point, like a breakup is inevitable just because you're a completely different person at 15 versus like 35. So it's not a total shock when somebody breaks up and then ends up getting together with somebody else and marrying someone. And that's what happened with this person. So they were in that long-term high school relationship and then ended up getting with a woman after. So this is a bisexual person. So somebody who was dating a man and now dating a woman, and they ended up getting married. You're kind of lurking on the outside and it's like awesome that they found their person. And then all of a sudden you notice, oh my God, like I think they're divorced because now they're back with the person they were with from high school. And then you do a little bit more research and you're like, oh my God, the woman that she was married to is now with somebody else. And it's on such a short time frame that it makes you wonder what went down. You know, was there a little sneaky happening on either side during the relationship? And did she ever really get over her high school sweetheart and that's why she's back with them? There's a lot of stuff to dissect here. So let's find out more details when we break down this week's breakup. Growing up, I used to love hearing stories from my parents' childhoods. They would bring out their yearbooks and point to people they knew and tell us the backstories behind them. Like, I remember when I was a kid, my mom was so proud to show me her homecoming photos because she got to wear the Hawkeye on the football team's jersey for Powder Puff. And 40 years later, she still remembers it. Hearing my parents tell the stories of the events in their lives brings me joy. And just in time for Mother's Day, I had the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth, and they help you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or anybody else for years to come. And it compiles it all into one beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years to come. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/breakup. That's storyworth.com/breakup to save $10 on your first purchase. When I finished the A Court of Thorns and Roses series, I honestly thought I would never recover. I swear, every time I'd pick up a book and try to get through it, I just couldn't bring myself to get past the first few chapters. Everything felt like a letdown until I decided to switch things up just a little bit. I started listening to audiobooks because it helped me get into those more complicated fantasy novels. You know how world building is. It just sucks. It's boring. And suddenly, I was listening to all my books, even the spicy ones, actually, especially the spicy ones, in my headphones. And Dipsy has quickly become one of my fave apps for this. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, spicy audio stories that bring those scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and very realistic characters. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/Abby. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/Abby. dipsystories.com/Abby.
I met my ex at my job. I'm not too sure what, I mean, I thought she was very attractive, and things were pretty rocky with my past relationship. I had just moved into my own apartment, and I don't know, I feel like looking back at it, I feel like it was like a tactic almost. Like she kind of felt that I was a victim and she kind of weaseled her way in, if that makes sense.
She felt like you were a victim in what way?
So I had just broke up with my ex of 3 years, and it was a pretty traumatic breakup because I thought I was going to marry him. And so I was pretty vulnerable, and I feel like she saw that. And I mean, I did express that I was bi and stuff. So I think she kind of knew that there could be a possibility. And so, yeah, that's what started the whole thing. And she knew that I moved into my own apartment, and she was like, oh, well, I know we don't get paid much here. I could be your roommate. And I was like, it's a one bedroom apartment. She's like, oh, no worries. It's okay. Like I could sleep on the couch and stuff. That lasted like maybe a couple weeks. She ended up going into my bed.
It sounds like, you know, things are moving pretty quickly considering you had just gotten out of a relationship, and maybe there was like a little bit of using this relationship as a band-aid almost.
Yeah, it definitely felt like that. She also was kind of in my ear like, oh, your ex is bad, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I guess she kind of became the work wife. Like when me and my ex were fighting and stuff, she was always there. And then like once we broke up, she saw an opportunity to get in there. Yeah. So I feel like that's kind of what happened. She ended up moving in with me. Things went pretty fast. We ended up together. Like we were girlfriend and girlfriend. And I want to say maybe a month after we were like official, she asked me to marry her.
Only a month?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I'm not too sure if this is what I want. I left it at that. We weren't engaged or anything. And then I'd say like a couple weeks later, she'd ask again. And then it just came this running joke where she just kept asking me. I was like, I'm not ready for that. Like I was ready to marry my ex, but like obviously because that dissolved, I was still not ready to get married.
Okay, so do you eventually say yes to this proposal? Like, do you get like 3 years in and all of a sudden like she asks and you're like, all right, well, like, why not? We've been together.
Well, like about a year. After a year of her asking, I finally was like, okay, yeah, let's get married. She also kind of not like, I'm trying to figure out the word for it. Like my ex would always come up in arguments because she kind of knew that I wasn't quite over him, but she knew that I wanted to show her that I loved her so much. So she was like, oh, well, if you really are over him and you love me so much, we should get married. We've been together for this long now, and I think we should get married. And I was like, okay, I mean, I do really love you. And she's like, well, prove it. And we ended up getting married.
Wait, that feels kind of manipulative. So when the year came around, were you actually ready to get married, or did you just feel kind of beaten down?
I honestly felt beaten. Well, looking back at it, I felt beaten down. Like, I'm just so tired of you asking me. I'm so tired of us having the same conversation about me loving you when I'm doing everything to show you that I love you, except this one thing, which is marrying you, and you just won't accept it. Like, it wasn't enough. So I was just like, fine, okay, I'll show you this.
How long into the relationship did things actually start to go downhill? Like, when do things start to break apart in your relationship?
I started noticing that, like, she wouldn't be able to pay for our rent. Or she said one time she lost $400 walking home. So I was kind of a bit naive. She was 5 years older than me. So I was like, oh, I mean, I guess you could lose $400 somewhere. I'm not too sure, but that kept happening. And then I would say she would stop paying for everything. And I was paying for everything. I had to pay rent, car insurance, all of that, groceries, everything. And I kind of just like confronted her because she had a job. I was like, what are you doing with all this money? Like, I don't understand what's going on. And I finally got to the point because she would just say, oh, nothing. I'm helping my mom or I'm doing this. And I finally told her, I was like, enough with excuses. If you don't tell me what is going on right now, like, I'm just not going to talk to you anymore. Like, we're going to separate. I didn't talk to her for about a day and a half. And then she called me when I was at work. Oh, because I switched job and she still worked where we met. And she called me and she was like, I don't want you to be upset with me, but I'm using drugs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Before we met, she was an addict. She had gotten clean. At least I thought she did. But I didn't know that when we had gotten to it. I know it kind of seems naive, but like, I didn't really see the signs. I just realized, oh, she was kind of sleepy, or she just wanted to hang out with her friends all the time or something. But I didn't really understand what was going on until she told me.
How is this hitting with you? Is your first reaction to fix the situation to try and get her help? Or are you kind of now like, oh, I kind of want to run?
I really wanted to run. As soon as she told me that, I went inside the office and I told my manager that I had to leave. And I explained to him what had just happened because he kind of understood the background of us fighting and stuff. When I got home, I literally tore the apartment up until I found what she had. And I took a picture of it and I sent it to her. And I was like, is this what you're talking about? And she's like, please, please don't do anything. Like, I'm sorry. I'll explain everything afterward and blah, blah, blah. But I was already like so ready to be out of the relationship. Like, that was my final straw. At least I thought it was.
Where does that take you? You find the drugs. I'm assuming you help her through it. What happens next that leads to your final straw?
Well, she had this manager. Now she has moved and she ended up getting a job with her mom. And when she went up there, there was a manager that was like, oh, your daughter is so pretty and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it made me uncomfortable, but I was like, okay, that's the general manager. She's not going to be in your store most of the times. As long as you promise nothing's going to happen, like, I'm okay. But clearly that was not the case. She would ask for us to double date with the general manager and her wife. And I just thought, like, it was really weird. Like, why would you want to continuously hang out with them as well? I don't know. It was kind of like on and off. We would always hang out with them. The general manager's wife thought that they were having something going on, and I confronted my wife about it. And I was like, is something actually happening? And they both were like, no, nothing's happening at all. Everything's okay. I tried to brush it off. About a year after that, I discovered that she was back on drugs, and I told her that I couldn't handle it anymore. We were trying to have buy a house and start a family. And she would always talk about how she wanted little mini me's running around and all that stuff. So we were trying to save up for that, and it wasn't cutting it. Like, she was bringing home she wouldn't let me see her pay stub to see how much she actually got. She would always bring me cash, and it just was very sketchy. And so then that's how I found out that she was on drugs again. So she would drop me off at work and then pick me up And one day she didn't show up, and I'm calling her and she's not answering. And I'm just getting more pissed off. And I'm just like, I don't understand. She finally calls me back and is like, I'm in a hospital. And I was like, why are you in the hospital? What happened? Is everything okay? And she's like, no, I OD'd and I'm in the hospital now. And I was like, well, where did it happen? What happened? What was going on? I don't understand. And so one of my coworkers ended up dropping me off at the hospital to get the keys for me to go to the house, because that's where the car was to drive back to get her from the hospital. And I go in and her mom, like, I was like, what happened? Like, I thought you were clean. I don't understand. And she was like, I'm sorry. And her mom was like, you don't need to be yelling at her right now. She's in a vulnerable state. And I was like, yeah, she just shot up, and that's why she's sitting in this bed right now. I still tried to stay crazy enough.
Clarify why you didn't get yourself out of that situation. Like, or did you feel responsible for her, or did you just love her so much that you couldn't fathom leaving her?
Well, she would always tell me that she would kill herself, or she would get back on drugs, and that, or she would tell me, like, I'm going to get clean. I promise I'm going to get clean. I want to change for you. And then, like, it would be okay for a couple months and then right back to it again, or however many months. One time she got clean enough to where she started gaining a little bit more weight back. And I was like, okay, no, she really is clean. And then she'd get skinny again, and like everything would happen all over again.
How does the rest of the relationship progress? So she's in the hospital. She, you know, it's kind of up and down. She's getting better. What's like your final straw? Like, what really tips you out of this relationship?
Just her hanging out with her manager. Like, I would fill out applications for her to go to different jobs, and she would always just stay there. I was just like, I can't deal with this. Like, I want a family. I want a house. I want to grow old. I don't want to worry about this stuff anymore. I finally just was over it. I was like, I don't want to deal with how she's acting. And then it started making me think about my ex, the one before her, how like we had all these goals and plans and stuff like that. And she didn't really have goals. She didn't have plans. And so I told her, I was like, I don't think I want to continue this relationship. Like, I want a divorce. She was like, oh, well, I need money to go to my brother's house because he's not just going to let me stay there. So I went and I took out $100 and I gave it to her. And I was like, okay, I'm dropping you off at your brother's house. Like, that's it. I'm over it. I'm done. I don't want to deal with that anymore. She was like, oh my gosh, you know, I could use this to get drugs and overdose and stuff. And I was like, you know what? At this point, if it happens, it happens. I can't keep trying to help you and you don't want to get help anyways. And then you just try to like throw it in my face that you're going to die because I'm not with you. You're going to survive. You're going to live. You're a strong person. That's it. You can tell as soon as I handed her the money that she knew it was over. I want to say like 3 days later, she came and got all of her stuff while I was at work, took everything, groceries, liquor, soap, everything, even some of my clothes. And I was like, how did you even get that if like I have a car? And she told me, she was like, oh, well, the general manager helped her get her stuff. And I was like, oh, the one you told me not to worry about? And she was like, I mean, yeah, there's a reason why I never left the store.
So she just like fessed up to it.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. And she's like, oh, by the way, she asked her wife for a divorce too. So we're going to be together.
Wait, I remember on our initial call, you were talking about some of the events of you guys trying to like have a kid yourself. Like, why do I feel like I'm missing a piece here that maybe I forgot to ask about.
We were going to try and have a kid. We couldn't save money. Like, she was always spending money and stuff. And so I just finally was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I want to have kids. I'm only getting older. You keep spending your money. I'm trying to save everything and it's not happening. It's not working out. And I also was thinking about possibly, because I am bi, I was thinking about going back to the other team. So that way I don't have to worry about paying anybody for anything.
That's like the one thing they don't tell you is you hear people go through IVF or they go through all these processes to get pregnant, and they don't tell you that it's $25,000 for one round that might not work.
Right. Yes. And, and I'm sitting, I'm the logical one. I'm thinking about all of this stuff. Like, if we can't even save up because you keep spending stuff, like, how is that supposed to happen? How is the kid supposed to happen? How are we supposed to provide for the kid? All those things were running in my head. And I could see that she wasn't on the same level as me. We had, crazy, we had a lot of animals in our apartment. And when I wanted a divorce, she was like, oh, well, I want custody of some of the animals. And I was like, okay, I mean, I can give you like these two animals, and then that way they're with you, and then I have the rest, and that be that. But she kept trying to like stay in my life, if that makes sense. So she would like, oh, well, I don't want to sign the papers until this, or I don't want to sign the papers until you give me custody or visitation or whatever. And so when I finally was like, I told her I would give her the two dogs. And then when we were at the bank to sign the divorce papers, she froze again and was like, no, well, I want a visitation to the other two. And I had enough. I asked the person that was going to notify if she can leave the room for a second. And I told my ex that if she did not sign those papers, I would go to her girlfriend's job and ask why she's not doing a good enough job for this lady to sign the divorce papers. And she was like, no, you wouldn't really do that. And I was like, try me, because I'm at my wit's end with you in this divorce. There was no reason why to keep postponing it. So she finally signed them, thankfully enough. I ended up giving them the two dogs. So I met her and the general manager at a gas station, and I gave them the animals. And I told the manager, I said, these are my babies. If y'all can't keep them or whatever the case may be, just please reach back out to me. I don't care. I will take them back. And she's like, you know, I love them almost as much as I love you. And I look at the general manager like, are you crazy to be with this girl? And I was like, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to her. Like, I tried to completely cut my ex out. I was just trying to talk to her. She's like, yes, yes, I'll let you know. I didn't see them or anything after that. And then I ended up getting back with my ex before her.
Oh, so you really committed to that. You were like, no more women. I'm going.
She scared me straight. So I went back with him and we started dating again. We dated for 2 years and then we ended up getting married. She reaches out to me and she's like, hey, I just wanted to talk to you. Like, I miss you a lot. My ex, she was like, oh yeah, I just want to talk to you. And I miss you very much. And the general manager isn't like you and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, I can be your friend, but I can't be anything more. Like, I'm in a happy relationship now. It's very healthy compared to us. You picked her, like, you be happy, go on your merry way. If you can't be my friend, then I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I did say, but can you tell me, like, are the dogs okay? And she said, well, I have some bad news.
No.
Yeah. She said, we had to give them away because we became homeless.
Oh my God. Are you kidding?
No. And my heart sunk. And I was like, are you kidding me? I told her to let me know if anything, that I would take them back in a heartbeat. Like, I didn't care. She's like, yeah, but we moved states and we didn't think that you would want them.
Are you kidding?
I was like, no, I told you no matter what. I didn't care if I had to drive somewhere to get the dogs, I would have gone. That was no question. She's like, oh, so you're just worried about the dogs, not the fact that we were homeless.
And kind of, honestly.
Yeah, I was like, well, I don't care what y'all are doing with your life. Like, I care that y'all were going to give them a good life, and that didn't happen. So after that, I like told her I didn't want to talk to her anymore. I end up getting a puppy. My husband, he realized how sad I was that happened, and he ended up getting me a puppy. A couple months go by, and then she texts me again. And I was like, please stop texting me. I told you I don't want to talk to you anymore. That's all I can say. And she was like, oh, well, I'm never going to marry anybody. I just want you to know that I miss you very much. And I'm so sorry about the dog. If there was ever a chance for us to get back together, like, I would do it in a heartbeat. And, and I was like, that ship has sailed. And I told her, I was like, I just got married. And she was like, to who? And I was like, you know who? She's like, I knew you always loved him. And I was like, yeah, yeah. I mean, I did love him. I never hid that from her. She just always was upset about that. And I guess this was a little petty on my part, but I told her that he got me a puppy. And she was like, oh, well, you just get everything you ever wanted. And I was like, I mean, when you're with the right person and they see that you're sad, they see everything, like, they want to make you happy. That's like, I don't know. That's how I feel. Like, he always tries to make me happy. After that, I was like, you're clearly just going to keep going with trying to, like, hit on me and stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and block you from now on. And so I blocked her. I didn't see a response or anything. I want to say, like, last year, like, on People You May Know, the general manager pops up on my Facebook and it's with my ex's last name.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so they got married. And
no. T.
And I was like, oh, well, congratulations on them. And then I find out that the general manager got fired from her job for stealing for her ex. Well, for my ex, which is her wife now. And I was like, oh my God.
Wait, stealing what from her now wife?
No, she was stealing money from her job to pay for my ex, which was her wife now.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Yes. And I thought it was absolutely crazy. And then I found out that the lady was now 2 years sober. So my ex had also got her into what she was doing with drugs. And she ended up losing her kids and stuff. And it was really sad. But she knew my whole relationship with my wife, well, my ex wife, like, step by step. She was there the whole time that we were married. She knew everything that was going on. And then she still got with her afterwards. So I was kind of like, I guess this one's on you.
Well, that took a turn. I'm assuming maybe, like, her and the wife were, like, having a break or maybe in the middle of a fight. And she's like, let me just see if my ex is desperate enough. But you were with your now husband, who you're giving a lot of people hope that you can get back with your ex and it's going to work out. Yeah. So talk to me about that. Like, when you guys broke up, did you just need time apart to grow? Or, like, give me some context for why it was a good decision for you to get back with him.
Okay. So we were high school sweethearts. So we were young, dumb, jealous people. We were very, oh, if you go to the gym and that girl's staring at you, like, I don't like it. Kind of, you know, the little petty stuff, little jealousy. And it was like that. And we dated for 3 years and I thought it was going to amount to something, but I thought that we needed time apart. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I always knew deep down inside that we would find each other again, but I didn't know how to explain it. Like, we needed to be apart. We were separated for 3 years. And then, like, when this whole thing with my ex happened and I kind of reached back out to him. Well, yeah, I reached back out to him because I had a rosary from my grandma. She had passed away, but, like, I remember him having that rosary. And so I reached out to him and I was like, hey, do you still have the rosary that my grandmother gave me? Like, I really would like that back. And he was like, yeah, sure. Come and get it. And I was like, oh my gosh, after 3 years, like, he didn't just throw away my crap. Like, he actually kept it. And so I came and I got the pictures and the rosary. And he was like, what, you're not going to give me a hug? And so I gave him, like, a little side hug, you know, one of those nervous hugs. And he was like, come on, that's not a hug. And so he, like, wrapped both his arms around me and that was it. Like, I felt so safe. And, like, we talked. I mean, like I said, we dated again for another 2 years before we got engaged and stuff. But he, like, I can really see a change in him. And both of us actually were very chill now. Like, nothing really bothers us. We're very secure in each other. And We actually just celebrated our 4 years of anniversary yesterday.
Oh my gosh, congrats. Wait, you said something kind of interesting where you said that you always knew that you guys would find your way back to each other. Did you feel that way even still, even when you got married to your ex-wife?
Yes. And that was something that like she would bring up constantly. Like if she felt like, if she felt me any like distance from her or anything, she would bring him up. Like, oh, it's because you love him. Or, oh, you're still in love with him. And I would keep telling her, like, no, it's just because of how you're acting. But every time she, like, broke my heart, it made me be more grateful for how he was, if that makes sense.
No, for sure. But I think, I've never been married, but it feels like such a permanent thing that I'm trying to put myself in your shoes of feeling like you still have one foot in that last relationship, but you're committing to this person, supposedly, forever, based off of what, you know, wedding vows say.
Right. And I try, like, I mean, I would try not to think, like, I wouldn't think about him like that. Like, I mean, some things I'd be like, oh gosh, like he wouldn't have done that to me, or he wouldn't have thrown this at the TV or whatever. Like, I would try not to do that, but she would bring him up and then it would make me like start thinking about it again. And the what ifs and the, maybe we could have worked and things like that.
Yeah, well, it's clear that you guys were obviously meant to be, because found your way back to each other. And did you ever have those kids that you were hoping to get for free instead of $25,000?
Yes, I actually did. I got two.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm so glad it worked out. And, you know, it was a windy road getting there, but all's well that ends well.
Right.
Well, I mean, do you look back on that relationship with your ex-wife and do you feel like you took something away from it so it doesn't just feel like, you know, wasted time or time that you could have been with him? What did you really bring with you out of that relationship?
That I can do things myself. Like I can be independent. I was actually like taking care of me and her. So like it made me stronger in a way. Because I never experienced that. Like I moved out of my parents' house and in with him, and he paid bills and I gave him my money and he handled everything. But with her, like I had that responsibility. I learned and became grateful for all the stuff that he did for me.
So it gave you good perspective instead of, you know, jumping back into it and hoping it's going to work out a second time.
Yeah.
What would you tell somebody that's in that relationship? I feel like we all kind of go through one where it's not a soulmate situation. It's a lesson. It's character development. It's the part of the story nobody wants to go through, but it's important to go through it. What would you tell somebody who can kind of sense that they're probably in that kind of relationship?
Trust your gut and leave. Don't let them try to guilt trip you into staying, because they're just wasting your time.
Tune in on Thursday. We're going to have another breakdown bonus episode reacting to this week's main episode. And hey, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet to the Breakup Breakdown Live podcast event, don't forget, it's going down on May 11th in Alpharetta, Georgia. And you can get your tickets in the episode description. I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.